Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
the land of sunshine and dreams of plenty. That was Southern California studio pianist, saxophonist, trombone player, composer, arranger, and conductor, Gordon Goodwin, with his little fat band off their latest 2016 release called An Elusive Man. And that was the tune Caught in the Act. Gordon's roots began in the Midwest in Wichita, Kansas, and he has led a life really good in jazz, winning his fair share of Grammys and Emmys on the big stage. The big band concept has always been on his mind, though. In the seventh grade, he wrote his first chart, and his big break came when he worked as a musician at Disneyland in Anaheim. From there, he came up with the band, and it immediately rose to prominence as the Big Fat Band. Under Gordon's wise leadership, the band has released six albums and keeps making the fans happy. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had a very key epiphany about the band early on.
Since I committed to the Big Fat Band in particular, and I said to everyone, look, this is me, this is who I am, and if you like me, that's awesome, and if you don't, then that's fine too. You know, when I got to that point, so much pressure drops off of you. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have been able to get to that point, you know, when I was in my 20s or 30s or something.
Along with his work as a big band leader, he is a very in-demand film scorer. He's worked on films like The Majestic, Glory Road, National Treasure, Armageddon, Star Trek, The Incredibles, Con Air, and it goes on and on and on. He's had work with Pinky and the Brain, Tom and the Freakazoid, and many other TV shows. He's worked with everyone across the music board, including The Velvet Fog, Mel Torme, Ray Charles, and even Christina Aguilera. As if all of this wasn't enough, he's been a guest conductor for the London Symphony Orchestra and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. This cat is a good and solid, restless soul, and the chances that many people in the world have heard him already is really good, and it is more likely that you will hear him as time marches forward. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that scores the best in jazz nightly with young lions like Herman Mahari, Peter Schlamm, and Brian Stever keeping it real right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to indulge you in our favorite jazz tunes around here. From a very talented cat on the organ or the trumpet or with his voice, this is veteran jazz cat Joey DeFrancesco back in 2001 with the tune Did You Hear Him Holler off the CD that is an anthem in his life. It's called Singing and Swinging, happening right now.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band, and you're listening to Joe DiMino on Neon Jazz.
That was the over-the-top, talented, multi-instrumentalist James Morrison with the tune Zog's Jog off the 2012 CD Snappy 2. He's an expert on the trumpet, but he's also very good on the soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones, the clarinet, the flugelhorn, bass trumpet, trombone, the tuba, the double bass, the guitar, and the piano. I'm not making this up. He is a composer, writing jazz charts for ensembles of various sizes and proficiency levels. In March 2015, he opened the James Morrison Academy of Music in Southern Australia. He is a very dedicated cat, and he has a lot more to say. From another over-the-top talent, here's the legendary trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Thad Jones, right out of Pontiac, Michigan, live at the legendary Village Vanguard with the tune Quietude, next on this tempo-infused hour of Neon Jazz.
This is Bob Ringwald. You're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
That was one of the oldest and best-known brass bands in the world, the Black Dyke Band, with the tune Prelude for an Occasion off the 2014 CD simply called The Best of the British Brass. They have won the European Championships a record 13 times, and that's lucky. It was formerly the band of the Black Dyke Mills in Queensbury, West Yorkshire, England, a company owned by Jack Foste. He was a French horn player. They have made over 350 recordings. And get this, in September of 1968, the band released a single on the Beatles' Apple Records label. The A-side was an instrumental composed by Lennon McCartney called Thingamabob, and the theme to a Yorkshire television sitcom of the same name, starring many stars out there in England. From the majestic sound of the Thelonious Monk Big Band, here is the classic Blue Monk off the 2004 CD, The Columbia Years, as we continue to go right along down this jazz sphere of ours.
Thank you. this is Greg Murphy, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the great Chicago native and pianist Greg Murphy with the cut off his latest 2016 CD, Summer Breeze, with the tune Solar. Greg has been a constant on the New York City jazz scene since the 80s and has played and recorded with so many cats over the years. His musical adventures began in 1971 when he joined the Ray Frisk Grammar School Band there in Chicago. From there, he got a jazz study grant from the National Endowment of the Arts in 84, and he went to New Orleans and studied with the legendary pianist and educator Ellis Marsalis. That was huge. This opened the door to playing with Donald Harrison, Wynton Marsalis, and countless other musicians. After getting to New York in 1987, he started a long association with multi-directional drummer Rashid Ali. And after all these years, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Greg had a very distinct view on his jazz approach.
You know, jazz is such a beautiful thing in that you can express emotions inside of the music, and you can sometimes convey that to people. So when people understand that and they feel it, and they say, you know, that was a great concert, or, you know, you did a good thing, and that's what it's all about.
And speaking of New Orleans and more about our modern 2016 times, this is the great trombonist Delfeo Marsalis. We have a theme going here, putting his commentary on one of the most bizarre presidential elections this country has ever witnessed. Join with the Uptown Jazz Orchestra doing their part on a CD called Make America Great Again. This is the 2016 tune Fanfare for the Common Man, and that's all we need around here on this very electable hour of Neon Jazz.
This is Delphio Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the great guitarist and composer Grant Geissman with the 2012 tune Boom off his CD Bop Bang Boom. From one rousing cat with charm, here's Lionel Hampton, joined by his all-star alumni big band with the classic track, Toying Me Loose, as we run wild on this hour of Neon Jazz towards our eventual end.
Let it happen, ladies and gentlemen.
we need a brother duo to take us away from this hour of jazz and style. Here's bandleader Larry Elgard with his oldest brother on trumpet as a bandleader, Les Elgard, with the tune If I Had a Hammer, and we do, and it's time to nail this episode down. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat wielding the hammer as I hold the nails steady in this jazz shack of ours around here, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you got. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.